We've been telling you about this story in recent weeks. It's a documentary, a new one titled Bully, but the thing is, kids can't see it because it has been rated R, even though this documentary could be a big help to kids who've been bullied. Right. We're going to talk to a Michigan high school junior who is lobbying Washington to get this changed. 321.
What's in store at Meadows Farms Nurseries this spring? How about the absolute lowest price on mulch? This week only, get 3 cubic foot bags, the big ones of shredded hardwood mulch. 5 bags for only $15. That's right, 5 bags for only $15. But there won't be any signs. You have to mention this radio ad to the cashier to get the special price. Join the preferred customer list at MeadowsFarms.com or any of their 22 locations for additional savings. Meadows Farms Nurseries. There's one near you.
Is it better to have 3D on LCD, on plasma, on DLP?
I want a big screen that gets YouTube and Facebook without a computer.
Run everything with one remote
at a price that says, oh yeah.
With almost 3 times the viewing area of a 50-inch screen, this huge 82-inch Mitsubishi HDTV is the ultimate home theater. And now just $17.99 at the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
Guaranteed low prices don't have to cost you great service anymore.
It's 322.
Bully is the title of a new documentary meant to help kids who are bullied by showing the reality of what goes on in schools every day.
They punch me, strangle me, take things from me, sit on me.
Give it to him hard!
He's not safe on that bus.
Bully has been rated R because of too much profanity. An appeal of the rating has already been turned down, but one high school junior from Michigan who's been bullied herself is still lobbying the MPAA to change the rating so kids can see it on their own.
And the online petition, Katie Butler, started, now has more than 300,000 signatures. She joins us now here in the Glass and Close Nerve Center. So great to have you here, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about this a little bit. You want the rating dropped from R to PG. Why?
Well, if the rating is R, the kids who need to see this movie, the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, will have a really hard time seeing it. They can't go without a parent, and they can't show this movie in schools without a whole lot of hassle.
Okay, so getting it down to PG-13, that is what you've been trying to accomplish during this trip to Washington. So you go to the Motion Picture Association of America. What did they tell you?
Well, I went last week to the MPAA and talked to them about getting their rating changed. And they told me they wanted to be consistent in what they had done in the past. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case in the past. They haven't been consistent at all.
So there are a lot of parents who are listening right now who have kids that were bullied, and they're thinking, this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these kids need to see this movie. The kids who are being bullied absolutely have to see it because it lets them know that we're not alone and there are other people out there who are going through the same thing. And if we stand up together, we can definitely change the climate of bullying in the United States.
Now, Katie, some people would say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Why don't they just edit out the bad language or bleep out the bad language? Would something be lost in this documentary if they went ahead and did that? That would allow the rating to change.
Well, if they took out the language, it would definitely weaken the message. I mean, the message that this movie is giving these kids is part of it. It's the language that the kids hear in schools every day, and it's the language that they use to be bullied. And no one goes into schools and edits out the language or bleeps out what kids hear.
Now, this is very personal to you because you were bullied in school. How did it affect you?
Well, when I was in middle school, I came out as a lesbian to my school, and not a lot of people really liked that. So they called me names, and they pushed me into lockers. And they ended up breaking my finger, actually, one day. And that was really horrible. So this is a really personal thing for me, and I really want to see it changed.
As a result of this experience, though, you've recruited some of the biggest names in America. Ellen DeGeneres, Drew Brees. How did you feel when you were able to get people like this on board with you?
I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing. Ellen is one of my heroes. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without her at all. And I think having people like Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato also in support of this is reaching a target audience that we might not have gotten before because their fans are the preteen, middle school, and early high school aged kids. So it's great that they can share this important message.
Good luck, Katie, and props for making it from Michigan down to here as a high school junior. That's
quite
an achievement.
Thank you so much. We still need signatures, so change.org/bully.
That's Katie Butler. You can find more on her petition at WTOP.com. Search Bully. The movie comes out March 30th.